We appreciate the attention to detail. Let's go now to item 9, PR 2022-6533, preliminary final plat SD 2022-75 for Erica Ortiz, DR Investments at 420 and 428 Prospect Northwest, represented by JAG Planning and Zoning. Good afternoon, Mr. Garcia.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead and formally give us your name, firm, and address.
Yes, my name is Andrew Garcia. I'm with JAG Planning and Zoning, PO Box 7857, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an overview of this application.
Okay, JAG Planning and Zoning, the agent for Erica Ortiz and DR Investments, requests your review and approval for minor preliminary final subdivision plat and administrative waiver from the DPM. It's the waiver, administrative waivers are for the sidewalk width and the roadway width. So stand for any questions after.
Thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 9 on Prospect Northwest? Please indicate that now. Okay, not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Madam Chair, Blaine Carter, Water Authority. We have no objections.
Thank you, Blaine.
Code Enforcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. All of my comments are primarily related to future development. Property is zone MXN, mixed use and medium intensity is in the CPO9 character protection overlay zone. Refer to IDO sections 51D, table 512, and IDO section 34J for CPO9 for specific dimensional standards. The property is located within the Main Street corridor, 1320 foot buffer. There are specific related benefits available or requirements added in this area to be kept in mind as well. Property must comply with requirements of IDO sections 5.3, access and connectivity, and 5.4, subdivision of land. Townhouses are a permissive use in this zone, as was the given intention, as per requirements stipulated in IDO section 4B5. Though those would need to be met, also see IDO section 3.4J for the North 4th Quarter CPO9 overlay zone for additional requirements. Future development should look carefully at all of the IDO section 5 development standards, but particularly closely at sections 4.5B and 3.4J as noted above, as well as sections 5.5 parking, 5.6 landscaping, 5.7 walls and fences, 5.8 outdoor and site lighting, and 5.11 building design. So those are just comments and observations to be kept in mind for development, but I have no objections to the proposed replat.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. And this is Chair Wolfley. I'm just going to throw in to that pile. I think Mr. Palmer probably had that in his list, but if this is for townhomes, it's important to know the driveway length requirement.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Of 20 feet. Okay, perfect. Parks and Rec.
Joel Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, no comments.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Termejo, Hydrology. We have no comment or objection for future plans. An approved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit if any of our thresholds are met.
Thank you.
Transportation.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the proposed action. A traffic circulation layout shall be provided for the site plan shown. Follow DPM requirements for accessway widths and location within city right-of-way and old IDO and DPM regulations.
Okay.
The conceptual plan should work based on the one-way streets laid out.
Thank you.
Okay, planning.
Okay, Roadmac. We'll need the application number added to the plat. The DXF file must be approved by AGIS prior to final sign-off by planning.
Okay.
And just, we have an FYI note about the subject property being located within CPO9 North 4th Corridor. Future development must comply with those requirements, along with any use-specific requirements as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application. No infrastructure list, correct? Okay. And if you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
And Carter,
I'm sorry. My brain is cycling. Let me go back to Ms. Wolfenberger. I remember Mr. Garcia mentioned the determinations, proposal to have determinations that the sidewalk and right-of-way widths would remain as
yes, if... and I have no objection to those.
Okay, I just wanted to get that on the record. Okay.
Thank you.
Now go ahead, Mr. Carter. Thank you.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I vote for approval.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Gerald Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Stormijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Thank you.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. With delegation for the following items, the application number added to the plat, the AGIS DXF file, and for a note that the determinations were approved for right-of-way and sidewalk widths on the plat, and that'll help you as you go forward. Okay, and we'll have all of that for 8 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 9 PR 2022-6533, an application 2022-75. Because the applications meet all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. Okay.